But brother, sister, what light we had. I was a bulldog after. I didn't know, and I can remember several children, Kenny, one of them. I don't know what happened. He got attacked. All I can say, he got attacked by the devil. And I was believing, because I just, only somebody heard at that point preaching faith and how to believe God with Kenneth Copeland. I heard him on WCPC. Hadn't been to Raymond, had none of this stuff. And he got attacked. And we took him to the doctors. What are they, Hooker? I don't know what doctor it was. But we took him to the doctor in Hooker. And the doctor described it to us. He said, and his heart just raced. Yeah, and his heart just. And he said, I'll describe it to you like this. For the way his heart is pounding, it's like having 2 10-gallon cans full of liquid water. And he's trying to run up a hill with it. That kind of pressure on his little heart. Huh? He was 3 years old. Now watch, stay with me now. You'll learn something. And he gave us some medicine stuff. You know, he gave us some medicine stuff like that, right? We finally it broke. And I remember she was at work. This is when I worked in the wintertime, when you don't lay bricks every day in the wintertime, because some of them days not going to let you, because they got too many things going on in the wintertime. You got rain, you got cold, you got this, you got that, you got snow, you got all this. So I was at home with Kenna, and I came back, and I heard me some words. I heard me some word. Are you hearing me? I said, I heard me some word. Y'all better hear me. Y'all better hear me. I had gotten just enough word to believe God. Are you hearing me? And I said, I didn't know how right I was. I said, not this time. No, no, no. And I mean, I got real vicious with what I knew. The thing broke like that. When I prayed, what he did, he went to sleep. And the Lord said, when he wake up, he gonna want to eat. So it happened just as the Lord told me. When Kenny woke up, I went and cooked him some eggs. You know I'm good at eggs. I went and cooked him some eggs. And that boy never stopped. I mean, when he hit the floor, he got to eat no eggs, man. You would thought the eggs did it. But he never stopped, never had that again, never had that again. Never again. Never. What did I learn this from the word? You're going to always have opposition, brothers and sisters. You always, long as you're in this earth, you're going to be challenged by the devil and demons and sickness and disease and all kind of, and his cousin, his sister, his brother, his aunt, his uncle, his grandpapa. You will always be challenged by that devil and his demon. And you got to learn how to stand your ground. And many times we will abandon our faith and because we don't see instant results. I don't care if you don't. You know, take them to the doctor. Don't let me sit here and insinuate that you're not supposed to take them to the doctor. That's your child. You get them in and get help any way you can know how. But I'm telling you, don't you abandon your faith. Don't you back off that word. And you learn how to handle these things. You learn that this belongs to me. Now. Be it for what it is. Now, I got a house over there and I got a vehicle. How dare one of you try to walk over and say, you're just going to take it. And you ain't going to ask me for it. Try this. No, don't try it because you're going to get hurt. No, I'm just having fun. But you have more sense than that. But Satan doesn't. He just walk up and try to force his way in there. And you know what that's like. If I try to walk up and take your vehicle, I don't care if I do call myself pastor. You said pastor, no pastor, you ain't getting this vehicle. Not like that. And I will be wrong. And you'll be wrong if you give in and let me have it. But that ain't the way you get stuff. Because that's the way Satan does. And see, when you understand these things in the realm of the spirit, who you are, that I have a right to live healthy. I have a right to finances. I have a right to peace. I have a right to joy. I have a right to the thing that God has given me. I have a right to this. This is mine. And you just don't toss it over to the devil and just let him run over your life. Hallelujah. And he said, what? Our lives, making us reservoirs of every kind of wisdom and spiritual understanding. That I understand these things. I understand what it means to take the name of Jesus and cast out demons. I understand what it means to lay hands on the sick. Amen. See, if we are not careful, we'll indicate and leave people with the impression that only somebody that call himself Reb can do that, a preacher. Now, if you're a believer, every believer has that name belongs to you. Yeah. It belongs to you just as much as it belongs to me. Amen. You have a right to use that name. You have a right to lay hands on the sick in that name. You have a right to pray in that name. Amen. You have a right to speak in the name of Jesus. You have a right to cast out the devil in the name of Jesus. Every one of you. Notice what Philippians says. Philippians 2:5.